I listen to radio also to get annoyed. And there's this light FM station here on Long Island called Walk 97.5, W-A-L-K.
Uh-huh.
And they have a guy that comes on at 7 o'clock and he does the Walk Pillow Talk. Where it's like, where you can call up if you're like, if you're, you know, you got a wife or something, you call up, I want to, you know, send this one out to my loved one, Sarah, I love you, baby. Like, people are supposed to be in their beds, like, laying
right
on their pillows.
And listening to the radio.
Talking and playing, you know, love music.
And have the radio on.
And it's hosted by this guy, Glenn Hollis.
What a moron. What a waste of time.
His delivery is so ridiculously over the top. It's incredible. It's 7 o'clock, mind you. Like seven o'clock. Like people are coming home from work at 7. Like I'm waking up at 7.
I'm still on my jet.
Right. So people like so he comes on with his program, thinking everybody's in bed. You know,
yeah,
talking
right
in with their pillows
right at 7.
The wall, 7 p.m. What are you talking about, Glenn? Glenn, I'm still awake, pal. Can you wait a couple hours? Maybe start to walk pillow talk at 11 p.m. when I'm fucking 10 beers in a bag. Then I'll be doing some walk pillow talk. I'll make some special dedications to my ball bag.
You should call up. I like to dedicate the next song to my ball bag.
Yeah. So he starts this thing at 7, and he plays this song at the top. I've only heard the show a couple times, but every time he
sure
starts the show with this.
Are you ready, boo?
Not that one. That'd be great, though, if he did. This one.
Oh.
And this is his delivery. Hi, everybody. It's Glenn Hollis. I'm Walk 97.5.
I can't.
If you're chilling out with your loved one.
Oh, your ball bag.
Tell her you love her. Tell her how much she means to you.
Always and forever.
Send this one up to her, baby.
It's 7 o'clock.
Call me at 1-800-WALK-PILLOW-TALK and
it's just
I'll
like
batch a load on your wife's face for you. Verbally.
That somehow came true.
He whispers into the microphone.
And I know
it's like,
tomorrow.
Hi, how you doing?
These guys think they're making a difference.
Yeah. You're not making a difference. You ever seen a typical family from Long Island at 7 o'clock at night? You kidding me? They're either getting into a drunken fight or there's a husband yelling at his wife because the dinner isn't cooked correctly. That's what's going on at 7 o'clock at night, Glenn Hollis.
Oh, that just killed the Long Island image.
Yeah. Walk Pillow Talk should not be programmed at 7, and you should not be whispering into the microphone like you're jacking on the console.
Man, I wish I could have pillow talk at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. No, Rocket's stuck in traffic trying to get to the studio at 7 o'clock. Hi, it's Glenn Hollis, everybody. And I have a massive erection. You gotta see a picture of this guy too, man. Oh my god, this guy looks like Craig Stadler on crack. You know the golfer?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
On crack.
This guy is so out in right field or left field, it's incredible. And every night at 7 o'clock, it's Glenn Hollis, everybody. Walk 97.5, I love you.
7 o'clock, I'm pulling. You know what?
If you're cuddling up with your loved one at the moment, it's 7:04. If you're cuddling up with your loved one at the moment, tell her you love her. Tell her how much you care for her and that you'll take the kids to soccer practice.
7:04, fuck you. I just had an hour of traffic.
Yeah. 7:04, I'm ready to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
I'll listen to you talk about walk pillow talk. And play this goddamn song over and over.
I got a chick with half a bottle in of vodka. That's happening at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Not much.
I'm gay. Yeah, I'm gay. I like swollen balls. I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman. Gay. I like a big butt or a penis. Hey, I'm the gay guy. Remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
All right, let's let the cat out of the bag. That's Glenn Hollis right there.
There it is. Oh, we just gave it away.
I'm gay. Gay.
This is that secret show now that everyone's going to be talking about in the future. Remember that show in August?
Yeah. Walk Pillow Talk 97.5 here on Long Island. Light FM station. 7 o'clock at night, everybody. 7 o'clock. Just think what you're doing at 7 o'clock at night on a weekday. You're not in bed talking to your loved one about how much I care for you.
I'm dropping a deuce.
Right, that's what I'm doing at 7 o'clock. I'm taking a lunch dump.
Right.
I'm trying to recycle some crap that I ate at lunch. I'm taking a Taco Bell dump at 7 o'clock, Glenn.
That's
what I'm doing. Not listening to you, pal.
Honestly, in this day and age, do people even do that? Like, turn on in the radio?
No. You know what Walk 97.5 and every other light FM station is out in America? You know what music that is for people? Mm-hmm. People without a central nervous system. That's what that station's for. That is for people with no brain.
Wow.
Glenn Hollis.
That was intense.
You know what Glenn Hollis does after a show?
What's that?
He goes home, smokes his crack pipe, and plays Sega. He doesn't even own PlayStation.
He throws on Sonic.
Like, he's so back in the 80s, he's playing Sega.
And he goes home and he sits down and he's like, yeah, tonight was good. Tonight, people made love to the sounds of me.
No, they didn't.
No, they
somebody shot his wife.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. Some dude in Wine Dance.
Here we go. There that goes again.
I'm kidding.
There's 3 weeks ago.
That was a local humor for everybody.
Right now, PodcastAlley.net is taking down our show.
Yeah. All podcast sites are taking us down.
Craig just passed out.
It's Glenn Hollis. Do you think he talks to his wife like when he wakes up in the morning and goes into the kitchen?
Like that?
He's like, hey, honey, what's for breakfast? I love some scrambled eggs.
He sounds nothing like it. Fucking bitch.
Can you send me a special dedication of some Canadian bacon with some home fries over to the table?
With some lovely hash brown.
This is Glenn Hollis, baby, of Walk 97.5. I gotta go to work at 7, so get on this dick.
So is he the 7? He does 7, what is it, like 7-Eleven?
Honey.
Like the 7-Eleven shift?
Honey, I got something I want to say to you.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
And then you know what probably the kicker is? Like, after his shift, 11 o'clock ends, and, like, the zany radio guys come back.
Yeah. At 11 o'clock, here comes the wacky Chris. Hey, everybody, second caller at the hour is going to get a win at Xbox. Oh, baby. Meet me at Jillian's at the arcade at around 12. I'll kid touch you. Ow! Glenn Hollis is leaving the studio. Why can't I have that much excitement on my show? Glenn Hollis. You know what? You got to get a picture of Glenn Hollis and put it on the message board.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's actually on Walk 97.5. You got to see this picture, dude. This guy is the biggest tool bag in the world.
That's freaking great.
Glenn Hollis. Hey, everybody. It's Walk 97.5.
Glenn Hollis.
I have to whisper because I don't know. I'm a moron. His delivery is so over the top. It's the most listened to radio station in Long Island. And if anybody has heard Glenn Hollis, if you're from Long Island, you've heard this guy. If you've ever been in the metropolitan New York area, you've heard of Glenn Hollis. You've heard him on the radio. He's that guy that whispers into the microphone at 7 o'clock at night.
He's a homo. Oh, my God. He's an alien.
See him? It's Craig Stadler and Craig.
Oh.
We're looking at a picture of Glenn Hollis.
He has a quote here. True love is knowing a person's faults and loving them more for them. Wow.
Gay. yeah, I'm gay. I'm gay.
It's Glenn Hollis, everybody.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Glenn Hollis. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how we got onto that, but that's funny. Glenn Hollis, Walk 97.5. I love picking on local radio stations.
Because, again, it goes back to what I was saying before. Stop going over the top. Stop with that too much effort. Relax.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Yeah, don't be the zany guy in the radio. Just be yourself. Talk like a... If that's one thing we've learned by doing this show, and we're not professionals by any means.
Fuck no.
It's be yourself.
Relax and enjoy.
Just talk how you normally talk. Don't try to act smarter than you are. Like, I'm an idiot, and I know it, and I talk like an idiot.
All right.
So there you go. That's what you get.
All right.
I'm not going to try to be freaking Rick Dees.
You like listening? Great. If you don't, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be John Tesh on this motherfucker.
He looks like a wacky bit.
This guy. Glenn Hollis, man. Walk pillow talk.
Oh.
You son of a bitch. You soft talking walrus.
We're gonna have to record some of his show and play it, you know, next week or something like that, because
well, that's what we'll do. We'll get that for next week.
I think we gotta get maybe someone calling in.
I'm sure they got screeners upon screeners on that show.
Nah, we could get someone.
How many people just wanna call up Glenn Hollis and tell him
what we're doing? I got a CEO thinking. You ready?
Okay.
We're gonna have Jenny calling.
Jenny Blowjob.
She's calling.
Is going to call in Glenn Hollis.
She's going to do it.
That's what we got to do.
That's it. Done. Who's the man?
Rocket, you're going to have to run this bit, dude. I'm going to be in New Hampshire.
All right. Do what I can.
All week. I'm going on vacation after this show.
I'll have my secretary, you know, work on it.
That's right. You know, you just make a call on your G4 when you're flying
That's
home.
It. That's it. Get on my palm trail.
All right.
Ooh, Robin.
I got to read some spots. Fred, what is this? Oh, double A. MCO. We make ourselves live.
$500 courtesy of the Wedding Crashers.
I got $10,000 I-1 money. Oh, I got a Tag Heuer watch. Can you show me your boobs?
Turn around. Let me see that ass. Oh, that's nice. I was in Southampton over the weekend. that's the new bit. I was in Southampton over
the weekend. Oh, yeah, right. He's got to talk about the Hamptons all the time now. Like, we don't know that you have a house out there, you
faggot. Thanks for making me feel, like, really low.
Yeah. Way to go, kid.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
He is the king of all media, though.
What are we talking about? I thought we were just riffing right now.
Oh.
We weren't talking about anything specific.
Oh,
right.
Right.
That's how it is.
All right, so let's just do a break.
Yeah, why not?
And we'll come back. More Lunatic Radio hijinks right after this.